Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Whether you're tuning in through Conversations Radio Network, we welcome you. Those joining us on the radio dial in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM, we're glad you all could be with us, as well as on the East Coast in Atlanta at 106 Live. We're glad you all could be with us as well. We're really excited to welcome Teddy Cecil to our program today. He's making his first appearance on our show to talk to us not only about his love of being able to tell stories, but now what it's been like for him through his new film, Helio, to be able to do that in a very big way. He's very hands-on in this project. He's a writer, producer, as well as, of course, director as well. We're going to talk to him about that journey, what it's been like for him to see the response to it, but also what he hopes you're able to take away from the film. If you're just now hearing about Helio, we'll tell you a little bit later how you can be able to find out the details about it. But, Teddy, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Cyrus. Thanks so much for having me, man. I'm a big fan. Glad I finally get to be on this show.
Well, look, I appreciate that. It's very kind of you to say. You know, a lot for us to talk about. Of course, we're going to get into Helio here in a moment. But I want to talk about this process, because when I was prepping for your segment, and I think what is always great for me is to be able to see how something begins as an idea and then, of course, to see it kind of come to fruition. I mean, what has it been like for you to have had this seed of an idea, Teddy, and now, of course, to see where you are today and now, of course, being able to prepare to be able to share it with the world?
It's a pretty good experience. I don't think I could be enjoying it more. The most fun for me is when the kind of idea of has its genesis and you get to kind of grow with it. And then at the end of the whole process, you kind of see what it ended up turning out to and how people respond to it. And so far, people have been responding pretty well, you know, which is very exciting for us because it was a great team that we had together, and we're all put in a lot of work. You know, like you said, it was very hands-on. But we also like to keep it a very organic process so that everybody is able to collaborate and contribute, and so that when we're actually shooting in the moment, we can capture kind of the best thing that we see.
Right. Now, depending on how our audience is joining us, Teddy, the film, of course, is showing it at Comic-Con's International Independent Film Festival in San Diego. Mm-hmm. So for some of our radio audience, it actually is going on. The festival is going on now. For those who may be joining us a little bit later online, of course, it's the festival that just passed for you guys. But, I mean, even before this summer, though, Teddy, you know, one of the great things for you is that, I mean, you were already being recognized. I mean, it has to be a great feeling to be your very first project and to be awarded Best Director, I mean, for Helio. I mean, what was it like for you to start off the year that way?
It was pretty exciting, I'm not going to lie. But it's one of those things where it feels kind of like an overnight success, but at the same time, it's kind of everything but that, just because so much work went into actually making the film and getting it to the point where we were showing it to people. But, you know, it was almost like a 3-year process, basically, making the film from kind of writing it to being able to show it to people. So it was kind of a labor of love, but ultimately getting any sort of attention or accolades or just having people like you even just say the really nice things about it is really what it's all about, means the world. So that kind of acceptance of the film, it has been meant everything to the entire crew.
Yeah. And that entire crew is also very close to you as well, Teddy. One of the things that I know,
yep,
that, you know, of course, the film being produced by Shadow Council Productions, a group of friends, that has to make this even more special to have people,
yeah,
you know, who know you well, you know, who you get along with well, to be able to, you know, to rise together, to create this together. Does that make it even more powerful for you?
Yeah, it makes it all that much more powerful, because instead of, you know, us just trying to come together and make something for essentially ourselves as individuals, it really feels like, you know, we're doing something together and that we can all be proud of. And that was even kind of the idea behind Shadow Council, is that we're a group of people working together, but we're unseen. You know, it's more about what we're working to do together as a final product that matters. So the fact that, you know, it started off when this film started, there was just 3 guys basically at our company, and we were all from New York. And we kind of got close in different ways, but really we got close out in L.A., which was interesting. But we were all kind of, we still felt like outsiders, you know, because we were from, born and raised in that culture and everything. And it was so hard for us to kind of not only break in, but also just meet people who we could get along with that also shared our interests. So finding each other and really creating this company that we were able to develop together and grow together through is really what it's all about, because film is so collaborative. There's no way to make it without, you know, an army of people. So to just have it feel like it's somebody's vision or something like that only can be, you know, it's not necessarily going to behoove the whole filmmaking process.
Right, right. And we're going to talk more about the actual storyline here in a moment. You know, I want to go back a little bit, though, because, you know, you took a literal journey to be able to get to where you are now, of course,
yeah,
in California, to be able to do what you've done. You know, what made you say that this is just what I want to do? I mean, I think for a lot of us, there comes that moment, Teddy, where we just say, you know what, if I'm going to really do this, I just have to, you know, stop what I'm doing here and stop talking about it and
right.
just do it. What was it about filmmaking and storytelling
exactly.
that made you say this is what you wanted to do?
You know, that's a great question. To tell you the truth, I don't know exactly what it is about filmmaking that I love. It's just kind of the whole thing. Obviously, the journey starts as a film viewer, you know, and that's kind of when you start really loving it. And when I was young, it's a little different today, and it was way different even before I was born, but it wasn't quite as accessible to make films as it is now for young people, which I think is awesome. But the journey always had to begin with, you know, being a lover of watching movies. And so that's kind of where it started. Now, what's so scary about it is, you know, watching movies is so different than making movies, that you can do all this time preparing your story and stuff, but ultimately you don't know if you're going to be good at it or even like it until you kind of get on set. And there's just so many elements that go into filmmaking. But to answer your question, I found out films had directors when I was 5 years old. And that's when I pretty much knew that that's what I wanted to do. Not that I could understand what that entailed at the time. I just thought it was the most amazing thing that one person kind of had that role on a film. I guess I assumed it, you know, was done by all these people or, you know, I don't know exactly what I thought. I was 5. But that's really where it all began, you know. And then it just kind of grew from there. And I always felt super lucky that I actually had something that I really cared about in that regard. Because it really carried me through the painful moments in my life, you know, just having something that I could go back to. Even just great films that I've always loved, you know, it's one of the few things that remains completely consistent over the years. You know, you watch it and only you change.
Right.
So I love everything about film. Exactly why, it's hard to know. I just think it's kind of the most magical art form in a way. But also it's really storytelling, you know, which is a way of kind of passing along wisdom from person to person and generation to generation, which I'm just so fascinated with.
Yeah. And now you're able to share that fascination with others. I want to say for those who are just tuning in and on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome to our program today Teddy Cecil. We're talking with him not only about his journey as a writer, producer, and director, but the new film, Helio. You all can stay connected with the film as we're going throughout this conversation if you're joining us online through heliothefilm.com, and that's H-E-L-I-O, thefilm.com. And it's the same thing all over social media, and we'll remind you of that a little bit later. Let's talk about the monster that is social media for a moment, because that's been one of the ways you've been able to keep people posted on the updates with Helio. Teddy, I mean, you mentioned, of course, the way that filmmaking definitely has changed. That has been one of the great things. I know I talk to individuals who are on some very well-known television shows a lot, and they say, you know, for them, it's almost a requirement these days. You have to use social media to help promote, you know, these projects. I mean, how has that helped you along the way to be able to help spread the word?
That's so interesting, because that is definitely one of the ways that, you know, not just film, but all industries are, you know, massively changing, because now you can actually target specific groups of people with your marketing and things like that. So it just changes the whole paradigm for how to get people to know about your film, because it also allows for a more organic grassroots way of the information spreading, where people are just genuinely interested in a subject matter. And it gets around that way versus being kind of force-fed ads on TV, you know, when they're watching their programs and stuff, and it might not even pertain to them exactly. So there's a lot of cool things about social media. It also makes it so that the independent filmmaker can actually get out there and, you know, get find their own audience with whatever resources they have at their disposal. And especially since film is such a collaborative thing, it really is a community activity, you know. So getting other people involved, you know, who've worked on your projects and you've worked on their projects, it just starts to become a much more exponentially growing thing, for lack of a better term. But social media, you know, I'm still trying to wrap my head around how to make the most of it. Crowdfunding and crowdsourcing is a huge thing that I personally have yet to have any success with it. I haven't really tried it. But just seeing that, you know, people can get films made that way is super exciting to me because, again, it's about an audience connecting with the artist directly and kind of cutting out the middleman of the studio in a way. It's really cool times we're living in with social media. I'd like to see how it's ultimately going to kind of end up for the filmmaker, because on the other side of the argument is just that there's so much kind of content out there that there is a little bit of an oversaturation with, you know, what you're hearing about even through social media. So it's tough still to make waves, even though you can now actually get to people a little bit easier.
Yeah. So that brings up a good question to you then. What do you think it is about Helio that is resonating with people? As I said, you began the journey with this year with the Best Director Award. You know, you're now in, you know, this new film festival in San Diego. What do you think it is about this particular film that is really striking a chord with people?
That's another good question and, a flattering one. It's probably a lot of things. One, the story doesn't have much dialogue. It's very much a visual story and journey, which I think automatically just enables itself to reach more audiences, even on a worldwide kind of level, just because, you know, language barriers create actual obstacles for people in other countries viewing stuff. So I think that was one element. I think another element was that we really tried to, one of the focuses of it was trying to create a kind of fully fleshed out story that was totally contained in 20 minutes. It could still build onto a bigger world and everything like that, but we didn't want, because you see a lot of films now that they're clearly like introductions to other things. And while we can still use this as an introduction to a bigger world that we'd hope to make with, you know, more feature films and things like that, and just the whole franchise would be great. But even though it's kind of introducing that, it really is a self-contained story with kind of three acts, you know. So there is even a climax and a resolution, whereas a lot of times you don't have – it's hard to figure out how to do that in 20 minutes, and it was a real struggle for us. But because of all the talent that was involved, I think we were able to kind of pull it off pretty well. And it was fortunate, I think. You know, it really had to do with just the fact that we had all these awesome people working together, wanting to make something good. So all the departments kind of came together and put in their time and effort, even though we didn't have kind of the resources needed to pull up what we were attempting. So yeah. I think there's a lot of things there. Also, you know, I didn't know anything about VFX before going into this project, which is why I wanted to do it, amongst other things, so that I could learn about all this stuff and see if I could do it and then be able to, if I can do it, show other people that it's something that we're able to pull off so we could get kind of bigger projects as a group. I do think there's something a little bit appealing about that, just because in general it's so intimidating when you see, you know, just something you want to get into, and it seems such a learned process that you don't know how to break in. So I think another thing people have been responding to a little bit was actually the narrative behind the narrative, you know, how we got the whole thing to come together and how, it's not impossible for, laymen to try and do stuff. Even though we went to school for film and everything, we didn't know about visual effects specifically. So, just being able to make something that was beyond our initial education and tell people that, I think it was exciting to other filmmakers. It was exciting to us because we didn't know if we would be able to do it. It was very much a big risk. But again, you know, I think the story actually kind of follows that too. It's about one guy who's trying to overcome really great odds that are against him. And that was kind of our goal. So I think people on set kind of were excited that, you know, the narrative was kind of matching their narrative in a way in terms of what they were trying to accomplish.
And it has to be a great feeling for you, Teddy, to have something, again, that came from you, to actually see not only being brought to life, but seeing the dedication of the individuals who are helping you to bring it to life. Can you kind of talk to us about that?
Oh, yeah. Like,
to see them give so much of themselves, to see your vision being realized.
Right. That was probably the best part is, you know, working with all these awesome people. That was really the best part. And just, you know, really collaborating with them so that they're are and feel like they're creating stuff that adds to the project, and it's stuff that even as a writer-director I never would have thought of, but it's way better than the alternative I had in there at the time. And it's just good when it doesn't feel like there's kind of egos and it's not one person's project, but we're all actually working towards something, so that if there's ever a hiccup, you feel a lot more pressure, in actually a good way, to overcome your problems, because there's so many other people that have put such fantastic work into the film that you want to make sure they get the most out of the work they put in. So every element gets so the more good work one person does, the more pressure it puts on everybody else, the more they want their work to be good to help kind of, you know, multiply the effects of all the other great stuff that's going into it. But it really was working with all these awesome department heads that made the film. Really, I mean, you know, from our editor, Carlos Rivera, he's a killer, you know, to our lead VFX artist, Brad Phillips, who made the film basically in his house. You know, it was just a team of really dedicated people who were working not with the resources that they needed and still wanting to figure out how to make it as good as they could. And that's really what filmmaking is about. It's not just about kind of getting paid and stuff, because you can forget that a lot of the time, especially, you know, when most of the projects you're working on are really things that you're not personally attached to, because you don't get to create and add your own kind of fingerprint to the project.
Yeah.
So, you know, working with other people.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was just going to say, you know, I wanted to share with my audience that I actually had a chance to see the film. And I was curious as the reason I asked you the question about, you know, why do you think it's resonating? I think so many times, and I've experienced this when I talk to authors and I've read a book and I bring up something and say, oh, you know what, I didn't even think about that, or I didn't have that in my mind when I did it. When I saw Helio for myself and it was first introduced to me, the thing I thought about was the powerful thing was the power of one and how one person can make a difference and then inspire other people to realize what is possible for them, which is, I think it's so ironic about this conversation, because that really is what, as a filmmaker, you're able to do anyway, to inspire other people to say, you know what, if this guy could do this in this amount of time with the resources he has, then what's stopping me from trying? I mean, did that have anything to do with the storyline of Helio, or was that something that just was an added benefit that also could tie into the storyline?
I think that's why we chose to do this project, amongst other things. It was one of the reasons that got people on board. So originally when we were going around trying to figure out how we were going to do this and talking with other production companies to come in and co-produce it with us, you know, the first word that came out of everybody's mouth was ambitious. And that's kind of, you know, almost a backhanded way of saying, you know, we don't think you can do it. So at some point, you know, we just have to keep going around and finding people who will, you know, believe in you and kind of see the idea. And the way that we were able to do that was to kind of keep the script organic so that, you know, we would go back and change things based on what we were able to actually pull off as we were developing it and kind of in pre-production. And with that said, you know, going back to what you were saying, I think ultimately it was that kind of challenge that brought the people that we ended up working with into the project, because we decided not to go with people who didn't want to be challenged, but rather people who did want to be challenged. And the story resonated, I feel like, to some degree with that, those kind of themes, you know, where we were all trying to do something beyond our means in a way. And so, like, there was a lot of, you know, talking about, we call the main guy the mass miner. And there was a lot of, you know, references to how we were almost trying to do what he was doing, which was kind of an impossible thing. And what's crazy is you just don't know if it's going to all come together until it's done. And I don't mean done shooting. I mean done with most of the effects and editing and sound design, because each step was such a beast on this film. And if none of them, if any one of those pieces didn't come through in the right way, then the whole thing would have kind of fallen apart, I feel, which, again, is a real testament to all the people that worked on it. Dan Newman, the sound designer and composer, did an incredible job. I mean, he put in months of work, months and months into, you know, this 20-minute film. I'm so honored to have worked with all the people that I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it says something else, too, and then we're going to let our audience know how they can stay connected with the project. Teddy, I think it says something else about if you really want to do this, kind of why you made the move to California in the first place. It's going to take dedication. You can't expect things to happen overnight. I noticed when I was prepping for the segment, I went back and watched the videos on YouTube, the kind of the behind the scenes. You know, you're looking at a year or so, that those were presented. And I think, you know, so many times we want things so quickly, but it really is about being able to be passionate about it and realize that if you want it to be good, it's going to take time. Is that something you've shared with fellow filmmakers and individuals who come to you and say, Teddy, you know, what advice do you have for me, to be willing to give that type of time to it?
Yes, that's exactly right. It's, you know, it's a weird combination of things. It's kind of, the advice would be to get behind the camera whenever you can, but to also really be patient, you know, because you have to work for it. You know, the cavalry is never going to come and just give you a film to make every day that you're not, you know, going out and trying to make your film is another day that it is further away from actually happening. So I think patience is a big part of it, but also, you know, the really desire and urge and compulsion to actually go out there and make the films. It's just so tricky, like you're saying, you know, as soon as you shoot something, you want to see how it pieces together with everything else. And, you know, on real film sets, they get dailies and, you know, the editor's there and they're starting VFX as soon as they shoot the stuff. Obviously, there's still a long turnaround process, but, I mean, not at all like it was for us. We did basically over 2 years on post. And we weren't expecting that, and it was really quite a challenge.
So what is it that kept you motivated? I think that's an appropriate question, because a lot of times when things don't happen, though, again, as I was saying, the way that we expect, it's very easy to say, okay, well, you know what? I'm not even going to bother with this. What is it that kept you consistent with it and connected with it, do you think?
Yeah, well, I think it's one of those things. As the more you put in, the more obligated you feel to see the whole thing through. You know, so at some point it's like, all right, this is 6 months of my life has gone into it, or this is 12 months, or this is 18 months. Now it's, you know, this thing has to be done, and it has to be done right, because at this point we put in so much effort and time and other people's resources and stuff that we don't want to cut any of it short because of the whole thing. And that just means the whole process kind of compounds with time in terms of, you know, how much effort it takes. So what really kept me going was needing to see what the film would really look like at the end, and to see all these people's work kind of come together and be for something that would make them proud. So I think that was a big part of it. You know, really seeing all the hard work that all these people were doing and all this great work, and knowing that the biggest service you could do is kind of honoring their work and making the best film all around. So I think that was a big part of it. I also know that, you know, like you mentioned, it was me and a few other friends who originally started it. So having each other really kind of keeps you strong, too, because it just, you know, your friends that you're working with are another reason you want to get this thing done for even their sake. Because, again, we've all worked so hard to create something together. That would just be, you know, a shame if anything didn't happen with it. So it's weird, you know, the closer you get towards the end, in some ways, almost the more intense it became, because it just meant I had to put that much more effort into the whole thing. You know, at first we thought the post process would probably take 6 months, which was silly, and it took like 2.5 years or something.
I say that dedication is definitely what's paying off, and that's why the awards are coming in. And now, of course, at this film festival in San Diego, people are able to be introduced to it as well. Again, everyone, we've been talking about the film Helio. There's a website that's set up you guys can go to. It's www.heliothefilm.com, and Helio, again, is H-E-L-I-O, thefilm.com. That is also how you can stay connected with it all over social media as well, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can find all that information available on the website, or, of course, we've already tagged them on our Facebook and Twitter page to make it easy for you all to be able to find them too. Teddy, congratulations to you and the gang and what you've been able to do with Shadow Council Productions and this film. I know it's just the beginning, you know, for you guys. I know a lot of more great things are going to be coming. And look, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. I'd love to have you back.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you so much. I mean, I would love to be back. Anytime you want to have me on, I would be thrilled. This has been a great experience. Cyrus, you've got a great voice and you've got great questions. So it's my pleasure being here, really. Thank you so much.
Hey, look, I appreciate that. Thank you so much for the support. And we thank you, our audience, for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. For those joining us on the radio side of our program, you all stay where you are. There's more Conversations Live to come for you. In fact, I'll be speaking with opera singer Bridget Bree Cooper. She'll be back with us today to talk to us about her newest project. So you definitely want to stay tuned for that on the radio side. For those joining us online, though, we are going to lose you. So if you came in late, you missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our friends on social media. So as I said, I've already tagged Helio on Facebook and Twitter. So go to our page at facebook.com/CyrusWeb, or you can go to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Just click on that link, listen to the show completely for free, and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music, as well as a good book, and because of our guest today, a good movie as well. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.